We gonna make the people around the world two more times. We gonna make the people around the world one more time. We gonna make the people around the world better. We gonna make the people around the world. Ray and Bob, Air Travel, 1962. Song that nationally only made it up to number 99, but I know it got better play here in Birmingham and around this area because I used to hear that song all the time on the radio, so really enjoyed that one. A couple guys that came out of Los Angeles, California. Welcome into the BRC Radio Show, brought to you each week by the Birmingham Record Collectors out of Birmingham, Alabama. And we're going to go right back. We're going to get into the show right now. We've got Marv Johnson going to get us started, Jimmy Elledge, and then Rosie and the Originals. So here we go with a real good one by Marv Johnson. I Love the Way You Love.
That you told me seems like just the other day. Ain't it funny how time slips away? Gotta go now. Guess I'll see you around. Don't know when though. Never know when I'll be back in town. But I remember what I told you, that in time you're gonna pay. And it's surprising how time slips away.
Rosie and the Originals, Angel Baby, 1960, song that went up to number 5 on both the R&B and the pop charts. Rosie Hamblin was her name, H-A-M-B-L-I-N, born in Oregon and raised in Alaska. Really good sound by her. Song that she did write also. Jimmy Ellis before that, Funny How Time Slips Away, 1961, went to number 22 on the pop charts. A song that was written by Willie Nelson. Didn't know if you knew that or not. But anyway, that was Jimmy Ellis, 1961, Funny How Time Slips Away. And before that, getting us started, was Marv Johnson, I Love the Way You Love, 1960. Number 9 on the pop charts, number 2 on the R&B. He's given credit by a lot of people as the co-creator of the Motown sound. He did work in sales and promotion at Motown. I think it was in the 1970, 71. So Motown was going at the time, but he came in. He was probably already there doing some stuff. But anyway, Marv Johnson, I Love the Way You Love. So let's see. We got to keep going here. We got the Four Seasons. I hadn't played Four Seasons in a while. Four Seasons going to get us started. Ronnie and the Highlights, and then the Falcons. So here we go right now. And the Four Seasons and Candy Girl.
I've been a-searching all this big wide world. Now finally I've found my
candy girl. Candy girl.
I found me a girl.
Candy girl.
She
Ooh.
Sets my heart awhirl.
Candy girl.
Cry all through the night. We know how it feels to be lonely.
Teacher, 1960, a song that went to number 18 on the R&B charts, did not do anything on the pop charts. So it could be a song that maybe you didn't hear. I don't know. I heard it, first time I heard it was probably 20, 25 years ago when some of the guys in the record club brought it out and played it, and I really enjoyed it and finally got me a copy of it, and I do like that song. You know, the Falcons also had the big hit from 1959, the year before this song, the Teacher. They had You're So Fine, went up to number 17 on the pop charts and number 2 on the R&B charts. I Wish That We Were Married before that. Ronnie and the Highlights, a song that came out in 1962. Went up to number 16 on the pop charts. And Ronnie was 12 years old when he sang that song and did a really good job. Ronnie and the Highlights, I Wish That We Were Married. Before that, Candy Girl, The Four Seasons, 1963, number 3 on the pop charts, number 13 on the R&B charts. Of course, Frankie Valli kind of headed that group. But before Frankie was really doing a lot with them, they were called The Four Lovers and in 1956, so 7 years before this song hit. And they did a song called You're the Apple of My Eye, and it went up to number 62 on the pop charts. So you might not remember that one, but if you come across a song, a record that says Four Lovers, You're the Apple of My Eye, that is the Four Seasons. And then they made a few changes and finally got the group going the way they wanted it and changed the name to the Four Seasons, which was a bowling alley in New Jersey. So have you ever been there? I don't know. Not me. Anyway, Four Seasons, Candy Girl. All right, let's keep going. We got Kenny and the Cadets. We got Buddy Holly and then a young lady by the name of Linda Griner. So here we go right now. And we've got Kenny and the Cadets. I'll tell you more about them when we get back. This is What Is a Young Girl Made Of?
What is a young girl made of? Sugar, they say, and spice. What is a young girl made of? Everything that's nice. That's what you are, what you will always be. Made of my dreams, close as my heart to me. Bright as a star of love's sweet mystery. Here in my arms, where you should always be. What is a young girl made of while she is in her teens? What is a young girl made of? Bright shirts and old blue jeans. That's what you are, what you will always be. Made of my dreams, of love's sweet mystery. Bright as a star, close as my heart to me. Here in my heart, where you should always be. What is a young girl made of? Stardust and fresh moonbeams. What is a young girl made of? Mostly a young man's dream. Mostly a young man's dream. Mostly a young man's dream. Mostly a young man's dream.
Close and tell me how you feel. Tell me love is real. Words of love you whisper soft and true. Darling, I love you. I want to hear, darling, when you're near. Words of love you whisper soft and true. Darling, I love you.
Goodbye, Cruel Love, Linda Griner, 1963, a song that didn't chart. That's on the Motown label. You can hear that Motown sound there, Motown number 1037. Now, if you come across Motown 1037, it says Goodbye, Cruel World, Linda Griner. That's the same thing. They put out some first that said Cruel World, and then they readjusted and made the changes for the next labels and made the correct title Goodbye, Cruel Love. So you can look for either one of them, but it's the same song, just wrong identification on the first issue that came out. Before that, Buddy Holly from 1957, Words of Love, a song that didn't chart for him, but is very popular with the Buddy Holly fans and gets a lot of play around the town. Kenny and the Cadets before that, What is a Young Girl Made Of? This group includes Brian Wilson, Carl Wilson, and Al Jardine. This is before the Beach Boys were the Beach Boys. And this was on their label called the Randy label. And the flip side of this is a little more popular with some folks, called Barbie. But this is What is a Young Girl Made Of? And I believe this side is the one that's got Carl Wilson singing. I believe Barbie has Brian Wilson singing. I'm pretty sure there. If not, it's vice versa. But I think this was Carl singing here, What is a Young Girl Made Of? But this is before they went on to perform the Beach Boys. You know, you got Brian and Carl in here and Al, but you don't have their brother Dennis or Mike Love yet. So, okay, let's keep going. We got the New Beats coming in. The Hollywood Argyles, and then the Spinners. So let's go right now with the New Beats and Run, Baby, Run, Back Into My Arms.
Run, baby, run.
Oh, come back,
run, baby,
Spinners, 1961, a song that made it only to number 91 on the pop charts, Love, I'm So Glad I Found You. This was an early Spinners. This is before they started getting more and more hits, but it was a very early one by them. This group was discovered by Harvey Fuqua, who did so much with the music world and doo-wop world. And in fact, the very first R&B hit that this group had, the Spinners, Harvey Fuqua sang lead on it, so there is a connection there. Okay, and before that, the Hollywood Argyles, Show Know a Lot About Love. I got it then. 1960, didn't chart, but is the flip of a number one song that the Hollywood Argyles did, Alley Oop. If you remember the Sunday cartoons, back in the day, there was a cartoon, there was a comic strip called Alley Oop, and they did a song about that, him and being a caveman, if y'all remember that one. Gary Paxton really recorded this solo by himself, and then after it started getting airplay and getting charted, he formed a group. So it's one of those weird things that happened in the studio, and hey, we got a hit here, we need a group. So then they called the Hollywood Argyles. They there was a, if you get on Hollywood, I guess Boulevard maybe in Hollywood, you go along, you'll come to another road, if they still have it the way it was, called Argyle. And so he was on the corner of Hollywood and Argyle, and he called his group the Hollywood Argyles. And by the way, Gary Paxton was also had a hit as Skip and Flip. They had a song called It Was I and Cherry Pie. Both of those charted. And Gary was Flip of this group, Skip and Flip. So he did a lot in the music world. And getting us started was the New Beats and Run Baby Run, Back Into My Arms. 1965, went to number 12 on the pop charts. And it's listed as Joe Melson. It's one of the co-writers of this song. And Joe Melson worked with Roy Orbison when he was having so many hits. And they did a lot of songs, wrote a lot of songs together. Okay, we've got the Ohio Untouchables coming up next. Then the Dubs, and then Ike and Tina Turner. So here we go right now with the Ohio Untouchables. Love Is Amazing.
It doesn't seem much. Ask me.
What you say for seeing what you do. Ike and Tina Turner, 1964, went to number 95 on the pop charts. Didn't do anything on the R&B charts. And Ike and Tina, of course, in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame with all that they did. They were inducted in 1991. The Dubs before that, from 1957, Don't Ask Me to Be Lonely, number 72 on the pop charts. And getting us started, the Ohio Untouchables, Love Is Amazing, 1962 on the Lupine label. It's Lupine 1010, then they reissued it again as 110. So either one of those, that is the same song, Love Is Amazing. Some people call this Your Love Is Amazing, but label says Love Is Amazing. Okay, let's go next. We've got the next set coming up. We have our double play of the day going to come in. But first, let's get started with Ivory Joe Hunter. He's going to be doing Since I Met You, Baby. And then our double play of the day will be Johnny Adams, good little soul R&B singer, Johnny Adams. So here we go right now, Ivory Joe Hunter and Since I Met You, Baby.
since I met you, baby, my whole life has changed. Since I met you, baby, my whole life has changed. And everybody tells me that I am not the same. I don't need nobody to tell my troubles to.
She said the same things to me. What did she say? Do you drive a nice car?
Oh yes I do, baby.
Are you going far?
All
she's laying on you is just a vocal striptease. I'm here to tell you, brother, she said the same things to me. She said the same things to me. She said the same things to me. Right.
It's really me. After all the wrong I've done, I guess you're surprised to see me.
Reconsider Me, 1969, number 28 on the pop charts, number 8 on the R&B, and a really good sound by him. Quite a few people did that song over the years, and I've never heard a bad version of it. It's really a nice song. Johnny Adams, of course, before that, She Said the Same Thing to Me. 1986, didn't chart. The song was written by John Hiatt. And also, by the way, on this Johnny Adams, there's the female voice you hear on this. She said the same thing to me as a girl by the name of Lisa Foster. And I'm not sure who she is. If you look for this this singer, they want to hear more of his stuff. This particular song, she said the same thing to me, came on an LP called After Dark. And good sound by him. Guy that came out of New Orleans, and some people gave him the nickname of the Tan Canary. And but he did have a good sound. Okay, we're going to have to go. So let me get in one more set before we do, though. Let's do the five disc, and then Arthur Alexander, and then Sam Cooke. So let's go right now. This the five disc, Never Let You Go.
Place for you in my but I'll get by. And I'll forgive you, girl, by and by. And I'll forget you someday if it's really gotta be this way. Yes, I'll forget you someday if it's really gotta be.
Me, 1962, number 13 on the pop charts, number 2 on the R&B charts, and number 1 on my list of number 1 songs. That's one of the best ones I've ever heard. All the songs I've heard over the years, some guy asked me one time, if you were on deserted island and what 5 songs could you take with you, I couldn't do it. I just can't give up these other songs I like. But this would probably, if I had to, this would probably be one of them. And I've always liked that one. Bring It On Home to Me, Sam Cooke. The song itself is in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And, of course, Sam is in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. 1986 is when he went in. And a guy that was born in Clarksdale, Mississippi, home of the blues down there, but grew up in Illinois. His family moved to Illinois when he was a young kid. Sam Cooke. Before that, Arthur Alexander, If It's Really Got to Be This Way, 1992 for him, on an LP that was titled Lonely, Just Like Me. And You know, if you like the Arthur Alexander stuff, maybe you can find that LP, because his voice never changed over the years, and he always did a great, great job. The five discs got us going from 1962, Never Let You Go. Good sound doo-wop there, but it didn't chart. I think it was popular probably where it came out up in New York area, but it didn't do much nationally, but it should have. Really good sound. Okay, we got to go. Thanks for joining us this week on the BRC Radio Show. We do come out of Birmingham, Alabama, brought to you each week by the Birmingham Record Collectors. We're going to end with an instrumental. I always play one. Les Cooper is going to play a song called Wiggle Wobble, 1962. A song that went to number 22 on the pop charts, number 12 on the R&B. And did a lot of work, just all kind of stuff as far as the music goes. The sax player you're going to hear on this song is Joe Greer. Greer, G-R-I-E-R. And he was the lead singer of a group called The Charts, which had a 1957 number 88 song, Desiree. And Desiree was co-written by Les Cooper. But this is Les Cooper here with his group, and they're going to do one called Wiggle Wobble. Hey, thanks for joining us. We're going to catch you next time on the BRC Radio Show.